station, WCNO, Austin. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Portland Blue Sea. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts. They're keeping it new day with Red Walmer on the Vero Beach late WCH 89.9 FM. Plains.
I've got Pastor Jake on the line. Pastor Joe.
Hi, Cam, brother. I get loud and clear. Years ago, long before I ever even thought about, you know, serving the Lord, I had seen how much, only to say, church corruption, as well as leadership, folks in church that proclaimed their love of God, and it's saw since Lisa backslide out of the first, probably the first church in Connecticut that I ever come to know of was on backsliding. I watched so many church members within my family without outside my family with church doors, but backsliding doing so many that did not remember God. And so I remember at a very young age, probably it's my early, late teens or early teens, and I stayed with it myself. And so, you know, at a bit early one day, I'm not going to attend that. It is be in it for real. And so fast forward, 1990, I was in the military at the time. And no matter where I was retired, in the military or veteran, United States Army, 1990, thank you. We were stationed at a place called Rock Island, Illinois. And in that particular place, my wife, thank you. We had a lot of ups and downs. We were married past 2 years. 10 years, a lot of ups and downs, and it just didn't look good going forward in the marriage. And she wanted to do some radical change in our life and in our marriage. And so she turned to the Lord. She gave her life to the Lord in November of 1992. And a young man over on her journey. At an elementary school age, and so how it goes, and yet she joins this particular church in Davenport, Hawaii, and one of the how they had new members of the church is that they really like the church, like a welcome dinner. And so we had invited, of course, the whole family was invited, though my wife was the only one that was actually joining the membership. So,
Tony, how long the period had passed? How long did she actually own the Lord and have her born again conversion experience?
Well, I grew up in the church, so she had some church experience long before she ever met me. And so, it was almost like she was rededicated to her life that period before. My daughter was quiet and sane to say, that Dave wanted to give up a life to the Lord as well. And at the time, the holster was beautiful, I believe. And my son at the time wanted to was to the Lord. At six, he was 6 years old.
Let me ask you something. Okay. Did you see? I remember our friend got born again before me. For years afterwards, I didn't know this Jesus business. I was in the Eastern religion, so I don't believe in Jesus. I'm looking at him with a corner of my eye for about a year, and I didn't notice he wasn't Jewish because he had changed. People were looking for the change in what they were told to her that yes. You want to change your husband, I want to change you first.
Absolutely. The one thing I noticed in the door was her countenance. Her character, those things change. And I noticed I didn't see something, but I did notice how she carried herself, how she would respond or not respond, in a way that she would have. And so I noticed the change in her. And going back to my daughter has been quietly talking to my wife about wanting to get her checkboard. And so I was thinking on her about it and quietly, even though I wasn't saving, I wasn't looking to serve or anything like that. I wasn't crazy about it. Demon doesn't say that I wasn't crazy. You know, things for God, okay? If that's what you are doing, by all means, you know, I have no problem with it. Things for God or in a church, if that's where I thought it was going to be a church, means I have no problem. Idea of anything they church or in how they do certain things. Because I wasn't raised in the church. And so for the first time ever in my life, and I'm listening to a sermon where I'm sitting there and saying, I don't really get what he's saying. I need to understand exactly what he's saying. He's making a lot of sense. And that was the first time that I was ditching on the word of the tribe. That God was interesting to me. It was never an interesting sermon before when I was in basic training. I only to get out of duty, to get out of, those type of thing. More of, if you go to sleep, you don't have to out my floors to get floors. If I don't go, get out of that. This was the first time in my life where I thought this full belief and I understood what the preacher was saying. And he spoke to my spirit of life. And so I thought this particular service was already a great time in my life that my daughter was going to go down and also call to give the life to the Lord. And so when the altar call came, my daughter gets up in my home, and they go down to the altar, and it probably was some more folk that was at that time as well. I don't remember, but what I do remember and recall very vividly probably is folk as well at the altar call. Imagine that. And I'm thinking, imagine you had never mentioned anything about God. And we're part of church family. So I'm like, where did you get that? So I said, it struck amazement. This makes you cold. I woke up at the whole service, and now I spent all the time telling me as they had, I want to be saved. When he called me at the front, tugged on my wife's side, and she looked down, and she looked back at when he called. And I was sitting there with my hands up, like, don't know what's going on. This is a real story. True story. Her and my son, what's going on? Here's the funny part, Fred. As this particular church was not when you accepted Christ. My son gets heaven. If you heard hell, you're gonna have to by your spirit. And I'm like, what's the world going on? I feel like I have the whole family by your there. They're doing her baptism and deacon, it was a multicultural church. This is one deacon, he came at me on the show. He said, hey, Mr. Moore, he says, little Joe, my son is Joe Thurman. And that's to me. He came, he says, little Joe is he's changing clothes. Little Joe, you know, from the churches. And I'm like, I'm going to buy that. So I get up and I go to the restroom where he was, and I said, "Mother, how fast do you know, I have trouble so getting undressed to the restroom where he was?" And I said, "My father, you take your clothes off from all over your room all day every day. So I don't know where he was. This would be an opportunity today." So take and so from all your room all day. I asked my mother, I said, "Do you understand what you're doing?" He said, "Yes, sir." Very concept, very old. And I said, okay. Here it is now. What you're doing, sir, at the door. And same thing. This thing, he has another set of baptism clothes, but he shoves them in the door. He looks at me and he says, "You might as well get saved and choose your family today. And right now, you get baptized, get drive to the Lord, get baptized, and be with your family and lead your family. Hey, that's all you do. It's after that, you told people asking me, I want to give my life to the Lord." And so, and I was trying to rest so hard. I do my normal feeling right now. I'm not paying yet. Sometimes, in the new culture, I do plan on getting saved and turning my life around today, but not now. I can get none of those cultures out.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m. 7 p.m. The continuation of this interview by your host, Brett Palmer. And this is a new day.
It's a new day. Brett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Mark, a family business that provides brand names. It's a discount price. It's using Girdin because of a bad mattress. It has quality benefits. You can ask Brent Ford. From distribution to mattress, it can be reached at 762-562-6007.